Well, I hope you're satisfied. You fell down half the mountain, took all of our supplies with you, sprained both of your wrists, and now I have to keep us both alive until we can finish climbing down the mountain or else help arrives. It's a good thing we stumbled across this abandoned cabin. Now let me take a look at you and assess the damage. I didn't have time to do a good job up on the mountain. So why don't you just lie down there over on the bed while I take a look around the cabin to see what I can find in the way of supplies. Doesn't seem to be much here. Well, ooh, look what I found. Coffee and some canned goods. Let's see. There's a can of baked beans and baked beans and more baked beans and crap, baked beans. No wonder they abandoned the cabin if all I ever ate were baked beans and coffee. But at least we won't starve to death. And there are some jugs of water over there in the corner and a pot-bellied stove and some wood already chopped. I guess we can survive for the night. Why don't I light a fire and put some water on to boil, and while that's heating up, I will come take a look at your injuries. Let me just wad up some of this old newspaper, then add some of this kindling, and I'll light a match. There. And now I'll put some of the water on to boil in the pot and sit on top of the stove, and it can heat up while I take a look at you. Good thing I'm a nursing student. Now I can practice some of my skills on you, and you can be my first patient. How do you like that? Now take your shirt off. Oh, I forgot. You can't do anything because of your sprained wrists. Well, okay. I'll do it for you. I need to get you cleaned up. And it looks like half the mountain stuck to you. Let me just unbutton your shirt and... Do you smell something burning? Oh my God, the stove is on fire. I must have forgotten to open the flue. Okay, problem solved. But I think I ruined my shirt when I took it off so I wouldn't burn my fingers when I opened the flue. And the smoke should clear out in a few minutes now that I opened the door and let in some fresh air. Good thing I know my way around these old stoves, huh? Now back to you. What are you staring at? I still have my bra on. It's not like I'm going around naked or anything. What? Haven't you ever seen a girl's boobs before? I know we hardly know each other, but we need to be professional about this. And I do still have my bra on, even though it is low cut. Now let me examine you. Well, this shirt is going to have to go. It's all covered in dirt and mud and leaves and twigs and God knows what else. Is that a mouse turd? Let me help you off with that shirt. I'll be careful of your wrists. There, that's better. Now let me get some water to clean you up. It should be hot enough by now. There. Oh darn, I don't have a wash rag. And there aren't any towels around this place. And I already used my shirt to open the flue. And your shirt is filthy. Jeez. I guess I'll just have to tear some fabric off my pants and use that. There. Oops. I guess I tore off too much. Just don't look, okay? Now I'm going to dip the fabric in this water and get you all cleaned up. It's nice and warm water and you're going to really, really like this. I'll start with your chest. So I dip the water in and rinse it out just a little bit there. I'm going to wipe your chest. Then your ribs, then your stomach. Now, well, I guess I better stop right there and do your arms. Now your armpits, Ooh, I see you're a little ticklish. Well, I won't tease you. Now your right arm and your elbow and your forearm and your wrist. Ooh, did that hurt? Well, I'm going to have to put a splint on that wrist. Now let's do the other side. First your shoulder, then your other arm, and now your elbow, and your forearm. My, my, look how strong you are. All those muscles. And now your wrist. Oh, I can see this wrist is sprained too. Well, I'm going to have to put a splint on both of your wrists. I can use some of the firewood to make the splint, and I can tie it in place with, I don't have anything to tie it in place with. Well, I'll just have to tear some more fabric off my pants. Oops. I can see that I tore off a little bit too much again. Oh, well, don't look, okay? I don't want you to see my purple panties. Now let me grab a couple of nice straight pieces of firewood and close the door. The smoke has just about cleared out now. And I'll splint your wrists and secure them in place with these fabric strips. There, now, that's not so bad. And I'm sorry that the only wood I could find was so long. It's about 12 inches, I would say. But it will serve the purpose. And you don't know how lucky you are that I'm majoring in nursing. You know, not just anybody could make splints that look as good as mine. Even though you can't use your hands now, or your wrists, or your arms, you don't have to go to the bathroom or anything, do you? Good. Now let me finish giving you your sponge bath. You just lay back on this bed and let me take care of you. I should have done your face earlier, but I got all mixed up, so I'll do it now. Let me get some fresh water from the stove. There. I'll start with your forehead. But I'll have to lean over you a little. It doesn't bother you, does it? If my tits rest against your chest? Okay. Now let me sponge off your forehead. Then your eyes. Now your nose, and your cheeks, and your ears. I think I see something moving in your ears. Let me take a closer look. Oop, sorry, I have to lean over you this way to get a good look. What was that? Did you just lick my boob? Must have been my imagination. I know we don't know each other very well and all, and I appreciate you inviting me to go hiking with you and everything. Well, I like you too. Now let me just finish washing your face. Where did I leave off? Oh yes, I was just about to wipe your lips. And your mustache. And your cute little beard. And your neck. And here we are back down to your chest again. Are you okay? You're sweating. And it's not that hot in here. I'm not sweating even though all I'm wearing now is my purple bra and these teeny tiny torn rags that barely cover my lower charms. And this bra isn't hiding very much either. What size is it? Well, it's a size 42D cup. Why do you ask? Oh, you're a breast man. Well, that's nice to know. I'll file that away for future reference. Now let me just wipe this sweat off your chest. And now your stomach. You're really sweating. Are you sure you don't have a fever? Here, let me check your forehead. Sorry I have to lean against you again. No, you don't seem to have a fever. Let me continue cleaning you up. I'm afraid I'm going to have to take your pants off for the rest of it. Is that okay? Okay. and your jockey shorts. My, what have we here? You are full of surprises, aren't you? Well, let me just finish cleaning you up, and then maybe your erection will go down. I will skip over your penis for now and wash your legs, starting with your feet. Then your toes. This little piggy went to market. What? Are you ticklish down there too? Okay, I won't tickle you anymore, especially since you're helpless to defend yourself. Now I'll do your ankles, then your calves, then your knees. What? You're ticklish behind your knees too? You're going to have to get control of yourself and stop screaming around. Otherwise, I'll never get this bath finished. Okay, now your thighs. First your outer thigh, then your inner thigh. Yeah, spread your legs just a little for me so I can get there and clean you up. Now all the way to the top of your legs. And what do we have here? Your erection hasn't gone away. In fact, it's gotten even bigger than before. And here you lie with two sprained wrists. What's that? It's my fault? Because of the way I'm dressed? Or rather, not dressed? Listen, I can't help it if I'm a compassionate and caring nursing student who is willing to sacrifice her own comfort, let alone her clothes, to take care of you. And I can't help it if my tits are so big that they're falling out of this bra. By the way, do you like purple? My panties are purple too. Not that I'm going to let you see them. But I just thought I'd let you know. My underwear always matches, and I don't want you to think that I'm the type of girl who wears unmatched underwear. What's that? Is my fault that you have a hard-on, and so it's my responsibility to take care of it? Well, I don't know. But a nursing student is supposed to be responsible and see to her patient's comfort. So I guess you have a point. You have a rational claim. Okay, let me try and get you off with a hand job, since you can't do it yourself. Let me just set this pan of water down and go to work. What's that? Yes, I know how to give a guy a hand job. I learned it in nursing school. Or rather, it was one of those extracurricular activities. So you can just relax and close your eyes and let me take care of you. There. How's that feel? Do you like me rubbing my hand up and down the shaft of your cock? Do you like me touching your balls? Do you like me holding them in my hand? Feeling their weight? They feel awful full. Are they full of cum? Let me just stroke you all the way to the tip of your cock. Oh, you're sensitive, aren't you? You're getting awful wet there on the tip. That's your pre-cum. Jeez, you know, my hand is starting to get tired. Maybe if I took off my bra, it would help, okay? Just let me unhook it. I appreciate the thought, but you can't help. Not with your sprained wrists. There, that's better. I'll just slide my bra off now, exposing my big fat tits to your gaze. That ought to speed things up. Now, where was I? Oh, yes. I was stroking your cock and touching your balls. Oh, my. Look at all that pre-cum. Where did that come from? Is it bothering you that my tits are grazing your thighs as I stroke you? No? Okay, then. Let me continue stroking. Maybe I could give my hands a rest if I just use my tits to stroke you. I'll fit your big, hard cock inside my cleavage and use my hands to hold my tits together as I stroke your cock. Up and down, up and down. You like that? Can you feel it? Can you feel your cock between my tits? Want me to put your cock on my nipple? Yeah, I like that too. Are you sure you're okay? You're still sweating and your face is awfully red. I'll try and hurry things up. I don't want you to have a heart attack. Maybe if I sucked your cock as I titty fuck you, it'll speed things up. Let's try that. Let me lick it. Let me lick the shaft. Now lick all the way down to the base of your balls. Look here, wow. I think I can get them in my mouth. Yeah. Now I'll lick up your shaft again to the tip. I like sucking the tip. I like sucking your pre-cum. Well, you've definitely gotten bigger. Well, I can barely get my mouth around you now. And you're leaking pre-cum all over my tit. And you're so hard. Are you gonna come for me, baby? Are you gonna fill my mouth with your hot, delicious cum? Or do you wanna come all over my big tits? Let me lick your balls. Let me suck them gently into my mouth. Now I'll lick the shaft all the way up the tip, looking all that pre-cum, and I'll stroke you. Look into my eyes. Can you see how much I like doing this to you? How much I like sucking your cock? How much I like the taste of your pre-cum? I want you to come for me. I want you to spray your load all over my tits.
Okay. Suck you off. Mm-hmm.
I can feel you getting higher
and higher and bigger
and bigger.
And That's
it, baby.
Let me suck you more.
Mm. Boy, you sure had a lot of cum. You must have been stirring that up for days. What? You haven't been stirring it up? You come like that 3 or 4 times a day? And now it's my job to take care of you while your wrists are sprained? Because I'm the reason you fell down the mountainside? You're crazy. You're looking at my ass and tripped? Your wrists aren't really sprained at all. You've been faking being injured. Well, I never. You're good. You just conned me into giving you a blowjob and a titty fuck. If I wasn't so attracted to you, I might consider getting even with you. But do you want to know what I'm going to do to you instead? I'm going to remove these wrist splints so that you can make love to me good and proper. That's why. All night long. And you know what else? I knew all along that you didn't sprain your wrists. What was that? Oh my God! I forgot! I put a can of baked beans on the stove! And they just exploded all over the place!